at Hayyam and Beis, starting the Perek. Meshilim Peres Derech Arube B'yantik. One is permitted to lower Peres, which are spread out on a roof, and there's a skylight, and it seems it's going to rain, and the Peres on top of the roof will get spoiled. So he's permitted to let them down into the house, into a mokim mishuma in yontav. Let us see, Rashi, mishilan peiris derech harube. Mi sheyesh leichitim usairim shtuchim al gagay lehisyabesh. They were there that they should become dry. V'ro, it seems they're not mukze. V'ro kshomim emash mishin neboim. So this is a tirche. He's permitted to throw it down through the skylight. There's not too much of a tirche. The peiris are on the roof already. The skylight is on the roof. So it's just getting it down the aruba, down the skylight. The davka aruba. But they were only mater and arube. Bechol arube milamaylo lamati betikras kag. This is a skylight in the roof, and he just has to go and get it down. Aval chaloin, but a chaloin kigoin, a window kigoin gag shemukif mechitze. Let us say the soire mechitze must spread out on the roof. And there is a mechitze surrounding the roof. V'chalein b'kaisel. And there's a window in the kaisel of the mechitze. Let us say that bordering this roof is a house. And he can go and take the peiris, which are on the roof, to lift it up through the window, and they'll put it into the house. So it'll be in a protected place. But he has to lift it up till the window, and then he'll throw it in. He says, this tirche of lifting up, this is a tirche to get it to the roof, it's a tirche of hagbor, this one is not permitted, kidilakama. So that is the first halacha. Mashilim peiris derech harube b'yontev, but one is permitted to throw down the peiris through the harube in yontev. This is b'mokim hefsid. Avoloi b'shabbos. But the same case would be in Shabbos is also. Umechasim peiris b'keilim mipnei hadelef. Now we're speaking about that you have peiris in the house, or outside, and it is dripping on them from the roof, this dripping dirty water, or akponim water, which will not do any good for the peiris. Machasim peiris bekelim mipnei hadelef, so you're permitted to cover the peiris, that they shouldn't get drenched from this water. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. Also, if the water will drip in it, so mustama, the wine and shemen will become either more diluted, but it won't be good for the yayin and shemen. So one is also permitted to cover it, that the delef should not fall into the kadei yayin and kadei shemen. The third aloche, v'noisnin kli tachas hadelef b'shabbos. One is permitted if one is, let's say, inside the house and it is dripping from the roof. So one is permitted to put a kli underneath his delef in Shabbos that the house shouldn't become metunif from the delef. That one is permitted to do in Shabbos. Now let us see Rashi. Mechasen es haperis loimrinen teirech sheloi letzeirech yontefu. We don't say this is a Teirech Shleil Tzech Yontav, so we see from Rashi this is also speaking about Yontav, this is Machlokes HaRishayim. Others learn it's speaking about Shabbos. But Rashi learns it's speaking about Yontav. The Shori Le Rabbonon, the Rabbonon were Mater Mishum Hefsid Moment. It's also a Hefsid Moment. Delef gshamim anoitvim min hagag. You have rain that is running from the roof. V'chein kadayayin nami mechasin, and one is permitted to cover it mitnei hadelef. He's permitted to put a keli tachas hadelef lekabloi b'soichai mitnei tinof habayis, because the house will become a tune from the constant drippings of the water. Itma, we learned, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nosson, chad toni mashilin v'chad toni mashchilin. The nusach of the Mishnah, others were geiris mashilin, and others were geiris mashchilin. Omar marzutre, man de toni mashilin loy mishtabish, Oman de toni mashchilin loy mishtabish. Because both are a loshin of hashpole, so both lushaynis fit into the Mishnah. Man de toni mashchilin loy mishtabish, dechsiv ki yishal zeisecho, that the zayis will be mapple the zeisim, and so as you see, it's a loshin of mapole, mashpole, you're throwing down. Uman de toni mashchilin loy mishtabish, disnam hashochel vahakosel, shochel shenishmeto yereichoi, kosel she'echod miyachaisov gavoya mechavoto. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, loy mishtabish, the kulu, both of these loshenis, mashilin, mashchilin, loshen ashpolonin, it's a loshen of ashpolon. Ki yishal zeisecho, ilon zayis, yapel espereisov, v'lo yagiyu lebishol, they'll never become ripe. Hakosel v'hashochel, mumin bebchay, these are mumim in abchay, mishum sarua, and this is a mum of sarua, she'echod me'evorov godol me'chaveroi. Sarua, the mum of sarua is that you have, that the two similar evorim are not the same length. One is longer than the other, so that is a mum. Shenishmito yereichoi. So what did this shochel, and then this kosel? So shochel is shenishmito yereichoi. Alme loshin hashpolahu, that the yerech slipped out of its place. And lamaise, so now so this yerech is longer than the other yerech, because it starts from a lower area since it was nishmat. So memele went out of its socket. So memele, so they're not even. She'echod miyalchais of gavoya. And kosel is that one of the bishas leide, when it was born that one of the yerechayim is taller than the other. Gevoya mokem chibura biksolim, the place where it is attached near the loins, with whom we're speaking about buka da atma, gevoya lamaylo minaksolim. Vikoriv legaka alya, that means when it grew, when the sherech grew, so mokem chibura is normally biksolim. And one grew lamaylo minaksolim, v'koriv ligag ha'alya yoyisem echaveroi. So since this grew, it started growing from a higher place, so it is a shorter regal. So it comes, if you start higher, so you end up, this so the regal, this regal is shorter than the other regal, because the other yerech grew in the right place. The Rosh Yeshiv explains that what Rashi says, this is a mum of sarua. He says the mum of sarua is dafke by kosel. That means that the behemoth grew, but one leg was longer than the other leg, and the reason it was like this is because one yerech grew higher than the other yerech. So that is a mum of sarua. He says the inyan of shochel is pshat, is that alone is a mum. The both Yerechayim grew from the right place. Now one slipped out of the socket. So that alone is a mum. You don't say that it's a mum of sarua. This alone is a mum, that it was nishmat. Shenishmeto yerechay. This alone is a mum. Zakta Gemara Vaita.
Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Man de Tani, if someone will say other Lashonis in the Mishnah, it's also Nishkefelach. Man de Tori Mishirin, Loi Mishtabish. Man de Tani Mashirin, Loi Mishtabish. O Man de Tani Manshirin, Loi Mishtabish. That all these three Lashonis are applicable in our Mishnah. Man de Tani Mishirim Loi Mishtabich, Bisnan Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Nozer Layochiv Roshei Ba'adoma, a Nozer should not rub his head, his hair Ba'adoma, this is with a type of a chalk, Mineshe Meshir Es Haseyo, because it makes the hair fall out. So Memele, so we see that Meshir is a lotion of Meisha is a lotion of falling out. Uman de Tani Mashirin. Uman de Tani Mashirin Loi Mishtabish. A person who is Goyres Mashirin Loi Mishtabish. Tisnan Hashocher. See, there's Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says Hashocher is a razor. Bazuk shel tzaporim, afal pi shenech lekut meim, even though they were separated. The razor was separated from the handle. The zug, the scissors were separated. The two chalokim of the scissors were separated one from the other. Afal pi shenech lekut meim. So a razor is called shocher because the razor is mapil, mashpil, the sarix. So we see that mashcher is also a lotion of ashpola. Oman de Tani Manshirim Loi Mishtabish, and one whose Geiris Manshirim, a Loshen of Nashir, is also Loi Mishtabish. Tisnan Mishenoshrei Kelov Bamayim, if a person's begotten fell into the water, Mahalach Bam is permitted to walk with them, Ve'enei Choshish, he's not Choshish, of Maris Ayin, that people will think that he washed them in Shabbos, and that he's permitted to wear it. Inami mahodisnan ezel leket hanoisher bishas ktsira, that would fall down bishas ktsira. So we see neshir is also a lotion of hashpola. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, adoma glaishe man de toni kloima ihave tane de toni hochi, if we'll find a tane that would be goyres. This lotion is loy mishtabish. Hashocher tar, razor, al shem shemashchir es haseir, it's mashpil the seir, the hair falls down, al meloshin hashpolohu. Vahazug shal misporayim, yesh lahem shnei sakinim. The scissors has, there's two knives, lochim ikrizug, so it's a pair. V'yesh lam chulyos, the parts, u'perkenos and zemizet. That means the two different parts, and one can separate one from the other. Afal pi shenechleku, even though they were separated, mekablin tume, shiruyim lemloche kol echel la'atzmai, each of these parts are ruyim lemloche. Shenoshru noflu b'mayim. Mahalach behen, behen misnagvin bohilchin, so one is permitted to wear them, and they dry out on him. Ve'enei choyshesh yachsheduhu shekovson, the people think that he washed them. He doesn't have choyish of marasayim, they were matter, upon him till he comes to a mokim, mishumer, then there's different halachas. Well, upon him, he's bederech, he's permitted to wear it. Let us see Taisvis. Hashocher v'hazug shal misporayim. Perish hakunteres. Shocher ta. She'ein beis yad sheloi mechuba. Because the Mishnah says, afal pi hashocher v'hazug shenechleku. So vaisto is that the razor also separated. So what did the razor separate itself from? So it separated itself from the handle. שאין בייס יד שלו היא מחובה, it's not one piece, it's not מחובה, ופרקן אויסו, you can separate it, לפעמים, אף על פי שנחלקו, so even though we separated the razor from the בייס יד, from the handle, מקבלן תומת, still מקבל תומת, נקוד השבר כאלי, שראויין למלאכתם כל אחד לעצמו, each part is still usable, so it has a תרס כאלי. Because the Tosfos asks the Beis Yad l'maychozi l'atzmoy. That means if we assume that a shocher is a razor with a handle, so that shenechleku, that it got separated, so it's still mekabel tume, like the Tosfos, what shimush does a Beis Yad have? That's Tosfos kasha. The Megini Shleimer wants to fend for Tosfos kasha. He says, let's learn the Mishnah Elach. The Mishnah mentions three things. The razor and the two chalokim of the scissors, if they got separated. So these three things are still mekabel tumah. By saying the razor got separated from the handle, that's what it means. But the Mishnah never spoke about the handle. The Mishnah says, what is mekabel tumah? The razor is mekabel tumah, but it got separated. It got separated from the handle, so the razor is mekabel tumah. The two chalokim of the scissors, if they got separated one from the other, they're mekabel tumah. But it's not necessarily, but the Mishnah never spoke about the Beis Yad. The Beis Yad is mekabel tumah. So he said, it's not shver amrash. Venire, Taisvis wants to say a different shot, the shocher nami have a misparai. The shocher is also a type of a scissors. Elashen ktanim, this is a small scissors, vizuk shom misparai, or godol min a shocher. Or shnei satinim, lozel ozan, each one has two chalokim, two knives. Laktanim nikroim shocher, ashem shmashkirim es aseya. Al meloshin ashpolu, so the machlekes harishayne, if shocher is a tar, a razor, or if it is a scissors. Mi shenoshre keilov baderech, kan mashme shuloshin neshire. They fell, that's what Rashi says, klo. Rashi says, bayos, noflu bamay. That's why it is a shaykhis with our mishneh. Miloshin peiris hanoshim, the peiris that fell. V'loi kemoi sheperish Rashi beperik b'me'ishe loshin shriye. There Rashi says they got soaked in water. It's a loshin of shriye. U'miyu lekach kom ahoche inami. Here, on this loshin, the Gemara brings two rais. God is not ezel leket zeh hanoysher b'shas k'tzire. That leket is hanoysher b'shas k'tzire. The hai ike letrui. Because on this Mishneh, one could be matre and say lefushi loshen shriik the perish akuntres. The Gemara knew that this is not a rayem uchachas that noshru means a loshen ashpola. It could very well mean a loshen shriim. So therefore, the Gemara brought a second raya that noshru is a loshen ashpola. Eizel leket anoisha that falls b'shas k'tzir. Tanan, we learned in our Mishneh, Meshilin Peres Derech Arube Beyonter, that one is permitted to let down Peres Derech Arube Beyonter. Ad Kamo, how much is there a Gvul, how much one is permitted to let down? Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab Asi. V'omri lo Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Ka'oise Sheshoninu, we have a similar halacha in Masech de Shabbos. There we're speaking about a person that wants to empty a chelik of a mokim for oichim, for a beis hamedrash. So there it says, so it's also a physical work. One is mefana, is emptying out of the place. So it says, mefanim arba v'chomesh kupei shel tevin v'shel tvua mimnei ha'oichim. Nebitl Beis HaMedrash. So Mamele, just like over there, they were matter a certain amount of physical exertion. Arba v'chomesh kupei shel tevin. So Mamele, so here also, when it says, b'zmeshilim is also till arba v'chomesh kupeis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ad kamo yehei behem deloyim rinon tilche yiseiru, that we shouldn't say he's too much, he's exerting himself too much. So the same, here's the same guidelines that we have in Masech the Shabbos. Mipnei ho'echim, shezimen lechel, he invited o'echim, ve'ein mokim lohosev, there's not enough place to sit down to eat. Or bitl beis ha'medrash, she'ein le'talmidim mokim leishay, so he has to empty out this area. So he's permitted arba v'chomesh kupei shaltev. So they said the same thing applies here. So the Gemara wants to be mefalpul in this dimyan. V'dilme shani hoso. Over there, v'ike bitl beis medrash. There's a bitl beis medrash over there. No, a bitl beis medrash, that's not a milsa zutrasi. So therefore, they were matar arba v'chomesh kupes, which is a lot. Avol hoche deleke bitl beis medrash. By us, there's no bitl beis medrash. It's a hefsid moment. No, a tushtel, a hefsid moment, a bitl beis medrash. This is the hefsid of a bitl beis medrash, or a hefsid of a bitl mitzvah of achnasa seichem. So could be, so there they were matter, because of the tremendous hefsid, the tremendous ruchnistika hefsid, which will come about if we won't permit him to be mefanit. But over here, it's only a hefsid moment. Some amela could be they weren't matter. Inami, or maybe there's another svore to be matre the dimyan to mefanim in Shabbos. Also, my time at the arba v'chomish kupei shori, mishum Shabbos techamiri le'osi lezulzuli bei. That means when you give a heter in Shabbos, so people realize that Shabbos is chomo, and the heter will remain. The heter that you gave, that will remain. People won't go overboard because of this heter. Whatever you were matter, they'll do. They won't go overboard. But avol yontev dekil v'osel zulzulei bei. But yontev that's kil klal loy. So then they weren't matter. The lashon klal klal loy is a little difficult. I mean, the zichah were matter. The mishnah says mashil and peiros tacharuba v'yontev. But al kaponim, they weren't matter such great amounts as they were matter by Shabbos. So we have here two svoris to say that it could very well be that this is only a kula that was said lagabi Shabbos, either because of the chaymer of Shabbos, or because of the hefsid, which is involved if we won't be matter, bitl beis medrash, bitl achnasa seichem. Inami, then the Gemara says, le'idachis, maybe there's a fakert asvore. That fakert, we should be makel, that yontev, meshil and peres beyontev, is not guided by the guidelines of Shabbos. Hosamayne time at the leke hefsid moment. There's no hefsid moment. Same mele. So therefore, they said only, Dalad vehe kupis. Avol hochedik a hefsid momen, afilo tu benami. It is a hefsid momen, afilo tu benami. Let us see Rashi first. Rashi says, Vidulma hosamu de sherin and kulahai, di ike bitl beis hamedrash. Vuhadin le kvoidoichim, avol mishum hefsid momen, le shoru rabon and kulahai, they weren't matter so much. Inami leidach gisi eshloses tam letzad acher sheyetiru kan yoiser mishom, because here there's a hefsid moment. So lachere, it's a shveri gemore. I mean, all of a sudden the gemore is making an about face. The gemore is saying that no, there's only bitul teire. No, bitul teire is dalad hekupis. That's all they were matter, more than that. But here, listen, here there's a. Here is Hefsid Momin. I mean, Hefsid Momin, you can't stop by Dalad Vaikupis, which is a very shvere svore that the Gemara makes such a cheshbin, that Hefsid Momin is all of a sudden more, we have to deal with the Hefsid Momin more than we have to deal with Bitl Teire. Bemis in the Rishash Estekashe, I would like to say a teretz,
But before, I'll tell over the teres, I'd like, we should learn a marshoine veinik. There's a murdike yisaydistik marsho over here, which is kilayrim leinayim, which explains pshat here in our sugya. This is the first marsho on Perik Mashil. The marsho says as follows. Let's learn the main marsho. Hosa meine taime, sandav zayna medalev kodafei hamarsho. Osam aina taime, de dalet kupe shori mishum de chamire, le osi le zulzuli bei, that Shabbos is choma, abo be yontev, de yontev de wa machma, de chegav namrina le kamen, ahi de lo ishonu, ala bo eise yagak, sal kaponim, de gemore is saying sforis, that Shabbos one can be makel more than yontev. V'yesh le'dagdek, fact, the Marsha amir de kekashe, the Rashba is the kashe, v'yispor ezu, amayk toni hoche b'mas nisen b'yontav avoloi b'shabes. Fact, the Marsha amir de kekashe. She told me, yispor ez, that Shabbos is more, Shabbos can be meikol, because it's more chom, yontav, you can't give her teirem. Here it says, na Mishnah, we meikol meshilim b'yontav avoloi b'shabes. The other rabbi, b'shabes avoloi lahat etvei my time, to come up. Leosu zezule bei verkehrt, if you make it by yontiv, evadig vis by Shabbos. Bi eshloima dovadi bi isure dohoche davi tulpul shaloi letzoich. So the Marsha says, taking these masois is a problem of tulpul shaloi letzoich. There's no tzoich Shabbos, there's no tzoich yontiv. Yesh lonu lesser b'shabbos tfei biyontev. So then you have to ask for Shabbos more than yontev. The tultu shaloi letzoyrech mishum heitzo kidelakamo. Chazal asked the tultu shaloi letzoyrech, I feel we're not speaking about mukta over here, but a tultu shaloi letzoyrech is also mishum lesa da heitzo. For heitzo gufe biyontev muta b'Shabbos also. So memeile, if you'll ask me a shayla, why is ein meshilin b'Shabbos? Because it's a problem of tultu shaloi letzoyrech. Tultu shaloi letzoyrech. Hefsed mamon. Hey, listen, that's also shaloi letzoyrech. The hefsed mamon will not be matter over here. It's a tultu shaloi letzoyrech, and they were machmer and Shabbos. If you'll be matter tultu shaloi letzoyrech, a person might come and carry also. So memeile, so they were not matter tultu shaloi letzoyrech. Now let's just go, let's make a cheshbon of al kaponim, they were matter hastes by mefanin. Yeah, versteht sich, by bitl, there's also tultu shaloi letzoyrech, but they were, there's bitl teirach, no se sech, and there they were matter bitultu shaloi letzoyrech, here they weren't matter tultu shaloi letzoyrech. Vahochi kama hochi, milse de shori b'shabbos, but something that they were matter by Shabbos, ki hide mefanim, mishum oichim, bitl beis hamedrish, Legozru bei mishumetzo. They're lemaise. It's also tultu shloitzer, but they were matter. I mean, it's bitul beis medrash, bitul achnasasech. To hosom, so now, leke lezulzule be. So there, they were matter dalet kupis. To leke lezulzule be. Ma she'en kein, biyonte, da osor, mishum tirche yeseire. Here it's a tilche yisere, a filu adalat vei kupis mishum da'osi lezuzulebe. Here they might come and be mezals, because of a tilche yisere. Now, the Marsha was explained our Gemara that be'emison there are two shailas. There's a shaila of tiltul shaloi letzoyrech, which is not a tilche dike shaila, that's a shaila of tiltu shalei letzoyrech, it's chazal aser dit dum, if it'll be matter tiltu shalei letzoyrech, some might come to carry. In this nekude, versteht sich that yontev is much kill than Shabbos. Shabbos, they were aser, tiltu shalei letzoyrech, dum, he might come to carry. Yontev, there's nothing what to worry about. He's mutter. So the is a tiltu shaloi letzoyrech, and that's why meshil and peiris beyontev, which is a tiltu shaloi letzoyrech, and ain meshil and b'shabbos, because it's a tiltu shaloi letzoyrech, which we asked in Shabbos. Afal pikein, they were matter mefanin, even though it's a tiltu shaloi letzoyrech, because of it's a tremendous tzoyrech, bitul teire,
But now, Argamos playing a different shayla. Taka v'mata tulto shalei letzayich. You're allowed to be made mashilon as a peiris. But the shayla is, now there's a new problem, but there's physical exertion over here. He's exerting himself. So in the shayla of physical exertion, we see there were mata, daldvei, kupis, and shabbos. So the Gemara wants to be medame dalet. So the mata physical exertion of dalet hekubis. The Gemara wants to say that also they should be mata. So there the Gemara says the second svar of our Gemara was listen. Physical exertion they were mata in Shabbos. A person even though he's exerting himself in Shabbos, he's sweating. It's those satichi he said. But a person won't come to be mezalzel the Shabbos. You know the chaymer of Shabbos. So they were mata the physical exertion because of this tzeirich. Masha ain't came by Yontif, it could be you'll start to, you'll be sweating and doing physical exertion, it'll be mizalzel Yontif. So the whole thing will become a zilzel in Yontif, so it might go much further. So therefore it could be they weren't matter the physical exertion of Atir Yisera of Talad Vehe Kupis. Maybe only matter one Kupis, two Kupis. That's the Tzad Hachomo. But we have to remember one thing, that the shakla v'tai of our Gemara is a shayla not in tiltul shalei letzairich, our Gemara's claim of tilchi yisairich. That's our sugi over here. Or they matter a tilchi yisairich. Now, in this nekuda of tilchi yisairich, our Gemara says, the last mahalach is, maybe fakel. Maybe they were matter tilchi yisairich, by Yontif, also here, because Hefsin Momin. But they weren't Mata Tilchi Yeseire by Shabbos. So we started off with the Shashis Kasha. For Hefsin Momin, they were Mata Tilchi Yeseire. And for Bittul Teire, they weren't Mata Tilchi Yeseire. I'd like to say a Rayin. There's a Yeseidistik Goyim in Rus. The Goyin says as follows. He speaks about the Mulchemes HaYetzer, how the Yetzer Hara comes to the person. And he says the Yetzer Hara has many things up his sleeve. Sometimes he comes to the person and he's telling him it's a mitzvah. As for Shalom, Reduch Neshveg Naberis, it's a mitzvah. So then the person has a dilemma. So it's a mitzvah, not mitzvah, so who doesn't want to do a mitzvah? So the Goyin says, so how does a person know if this is a mitzvah mitzad the Yetzer Toiv, or it's a mitzvah mitzad the Yetzer? How does he know? I mean, the Yetzer is very deceiving. So I'd like to say over Bekitzer the Loshon HaGoyin. So the Goyin says as follows. V'horoytzer livchayim, eis boy liyodoy ha-mitzvah. If a person wants to find out, if a mitzvah comes to him, im hu mi Yetzer hora eloy, is Yavchin, now he finds out, Be'ez Asiyas HaMitzvah, will start doing the mitzvah, Im Eivorov Noyim V'Nodim Be'ez Ahi. How is his Eivorim cooperating with the mitzvah? Are they going fast? U'Bezrizis Lasis HaMitzvah, everything is going, Takis Agate, Metakis Shmak, Metabren. If the Evorim are cooperating and it's going smoothly, Mistoma, this is from the Yetzirah. Zuk the Goyim, ki heich yochel liyos, she Evorei haguf hakveidim, how could it be that the Evorim, which come from a guf, which in Yesoidis kovei, Asher may offer Yesoidim, the Yesodim Yesoidim may offer, so the guf Adam comes from offer, B'derech ha-teva, it's a dover kovei. V'tivom leilech achel ta'vosam ha-gufni. And the guf desires to go after taivis. Yislav shul rotzen lasais. All of a sudden, tutlech, megeit, meleif, metut mitzvis. Ein zekim atzas yetzahore. That's the yetzahore. If it's a mitzvah of the yetzahore, that everything cooperates. Avo, im hu mitzvah be'emes, but if it's a true mitzvah, eivorei haguf kevedim ba'atzelem. So then the goof acts like the goof normally acts. So it's heavy, it's lazy. V'gam kein nilbash ha'yetzer hara ba'ivorei ha'guf. And the yetzer hara also wants to make sure that it's real kaved, so he goes and makes it noch schwerer. V'roitze la'akvon me'asreis ha'mitzvah. So the goyim tells us a yesod, that a mitzvah does not go easy. A mitzvah goes betirche on a geshmak. That is a mitzvah. Averis go, and he explains with us the Gemara in Masechtas Bav Metzia, when Reish Lakish jumped into the Yarden, then everything went very good, because he was going with the Yetzer Hara. Then he had Meir Nikachachas. Going back, where he's Mekabel himself, or Teire, where he's Mishkegangen, as I. That is facts of life. So that's what my Gemara is Meir Nikachachas. We're speaking about, there's an Il Iser of Tirche Yeseire. There's an Issa of Tirche, which is a Zilzel in Shabbos, which is a Zilzel in Yom. So now, a person wants to be Mefane, Tvue, Shabbos, Letzoyrech, Beis HaMedrash, Letzoyrech, Achnosos Eurchem. Now, so taking into consideration, since this is a mitzvah, so these four or five kupis, that he's going to be mefane, it's mamish kriyas yamsuf. We have the goof and the yetzer hara. He wants to make a place where beis hamedrash achnosu seichim. It's reckless. So Chazal said till four or five kupis is mutter. So much tircha will matter. But to do more than that, it's a shrek. They weren't matter a tircha yaseira. Taking in consideration the difficulties he will encounter to be mefana these four or five kupas. That's what they were matter. But when it's coming here to hefsed moment, epis is schwer, it's a great schwer for hefsed moment. What doesn't one do for money? It's a great thing. He just sees what he might lose. So there's no tirche, so the tirche is much smaller. If the tirche is much smaller, so then he could do a full of 20 kupis. Him doing 20 kupis is much easier than the 5 kupis that the person is doing for Achnosos Eicher in Talmud Torah. Let us go further. Hosom Tna. We learned in Mishneh, by mefane es hatvue, we learned avoloi es ha'oitza. The Mishnah says, but not an oitza. It's a very sosom dikiloshin. But omar shmul, my avoloi es ha'oitza, avoloi yigmer es ha'oitza. Kuloi. You should not empty out the oitza. Dilma osi la shvuye gumis. That means if a person empties out the whole area, so he might, so the whole floor is exposed already, so then, like this, he didn't have this in a long time, so he might come and be mash v'gumis. So therefore, by pinui ha'oitzer, they only were matter if dafke, if the pinui does not empty out the whole oitzer. Hochemai. So what will be the din here? That means if it will be in the meshilim, if the whole thing will become empty. Hosam hu b'shabes da oso mishum da chomer. No, Shabbos, if it be mashvi gumis, so this kores kila, havo yontev de kil, shapedome, here they want geyser. Oy dilme, make a fakerta cheshman. Hosam dike bitlo beis medrash amretloi. There, there's a bitlo beis medrash. We said we did not permit him to be mefane the whole mokim because he might come to chilul Shabbos. Oche de leke bitlo beis medrash like kolskein. We zicher have to be chayish. He might come to chilul yont. Let us see Rashi. So we have another shaila. Shelo yigmer es ha'oitza. Im loy hoyu shom ela arba oichomesh kupois. If in the oitza there were only four or five kupois, sheitiru loy. They were matter 4 or 5 kupis. B'mokim sheyesh yoise. If there's more than 4 and 5 kupis in the yoise, then they were matter. Kan lo hitiru lefanoisam kulam. But here, if there's only 4 or 5, they were not matter. Ulegali sasaritzpe. Dilme havi bo gume. Maybe there's a gume mashvilo. Yeah, so Mamela, that's the Shaila, where they makel by Yontif, mitzad echot, because the Yontif is only in his salav, or there's another cheshbon, maybe they should be machme over here, because there, if there was a meure de ketzeirech of bitl teire, bitl beis medesh, af al pikein, they were not matia. So here, there's only hefsed momen avad gebis. We shouldn't be matter. We should be chayish. She might come to chilu yontif. Another shayla. B'hochet nan, we learned another shayla. Mashilin peiris derech arube biyontif. One is permitted to lower the peiris through the arube. Ba'omar Rav Nachman loishonu elo ba'oisai hagak. That means the peiris, which are on this roof, and in this roof, on this roof, there's a skylight, so one is permitted to be moired the peiris on this roof through this gag. Avol migag legagloi. But let us say that this roof doesn't have an arube, but there's a roof next to it, so he'll go and transport the peiris to that roof, and then there'll be made sure the peiris from that roof. So Rav Nachman said that is awesome. So here we see they were only machmer on, they're only mater on the same gag, but not to transport it to a different gag. What will be the din of Gabi Shabbos? Avo Shabbos the Chamirim lo yose zuzuli by Shabbos domi. Veidul me ma'ahoche dike hefset peiris. Here he was speaking about tirche. We're speaking about a tirche to transport it to another gag. Veidul ma'ahoche dike hefset peiris amret loi. The tirche by hefset peiris, they weren't matter. Hosem the lek hefset peiris like holshke. Let us see Rashim. There's another shayla we can ask. So Rashi says, "Bepeiris shebegag." What is this speaking about? A metalfon. Speaking about the peiris shebegag shebola shilom ibnei akshamim. Come here, that's what it's speaking about. Afilu begagoy sein shol shnei batim sheshovim shein zega voya mize sheisham teirach aliyah v'yeride. That means it doesn't involve in this transporting of the peiris. It doesn't involve hagbo. You don't have to lift it up. It's a two level roofs. Afal pikein. The tirche of transporting alone, they were not matir. The Malklad, what will be by Shabbos? Tanya, we learned, la yishal shlim bechevel b'chaloines, that one should not lower down the peiris through a chaloin. This is what Rashi brought down in the Mishnah. It's only you're permitted to be moire the mashpul the peiris through the arube, but not to lift it up to a window and then be moire it. For lo yerdim derech sulamis, and you can't bring it down through stairways. Hosamai, what'll be by Shabbos by mefanin? Och beyond the Buddha also the leke bittel beis hamedrash. There's no bittel beis medrash. Avo Shabbos di kibitl beis medrash, shapadomi, so they were mata dis tircha also. Vaidul mahocha di kefset moment, amrit loy, osam blek kefset peiris, like oshkeim. Teiku. So on all these shailas, the Gemara blibes by a teiku. Let us see Rashi. Zokta Rashi, b'chaloi nois, kegoin im mukef mechitze. The roof is mukef mechitzes. Ve'ein bo yarube, there's no skylight. Avo yesh chaloin b'mechitze. There's a window, and that opens up l'chotza l'bayis. Zlo yishal shalim b'sakin derech ha'chaloin b'chevel. Because there's an extra tirche lifting up the sacks from the gag to the chaloin. Umisham loretz. That's a tirche yisere. Sulam is called madrege kori sulam. Every steps, staircase is called a sulam. Bafakboshim shalonu. And a ramp is also called a sulam. Period. So that is the end of the sugya. The very interesting Yamshel Shloime, the Yamshel Shloime says a Yesod, other Rishonim, it's Vaishpul, the first Shaila, the Gemara wanted it was Medame, the Gemara was Medame, Yontef to Shabbos, Kamo, Amar Abzeira, Amar Abasi, the mount is, whatever is by Shabbos, that's by Yontif. We see from the beginning of the Gemara that they were Medabe Shabbos LeYontif. And then they were Mefakpik, maybe it's not a Tzushto, maybe Shabbos is Gringer, maybe Shabbos is Mochomo. And that's the Hemshech of the whole Sugya. But we have here finally Yidin, Rab Zeir and Rab Asi that said, we are Medame Yontef for Shabbos, from Medame Meshilim to Mefanim, and finished. They didn't go in all these Chilukim Lach. They were Medame. Whatever's over there is over here. A guten Tag. So other Rishayim want to Paskin, so forget. So this was like a Psamadai. They Paskin, it's the same. And the Gemara is mefakpik. Maybe Ashikem is a the Gemara got to learn. This was a psak. The Gemara got to learn. Maybe it could be mechalik. So lachayres other rishonim say we paskin like them. The Rabasi and Rab Zeira, Rabasi, Rab Yochanan. They said it's the same, and you don't make these chilukim lach. So memele, so it's the same. So now we know Yontav and Shabbos is the same. So the Marshal says, if the Gemara said teiku, so the Gemara is telling us that we in no way can be machria this suffix. Don't make cheshbonus. If the Gemara says teiku, so that means tishbe yitaretz kushis veiboyis, that means till Eliyahu Hanavi, we cannot be machria this suffix. So that's what the Marshal says. So therefore, we can't be machia like Rav Asi and Rav Yechon and Rav Zeir. We heard in the Mishnah that one is permitted if Delef is falling on Peiris, so one is permitted to be mechasa the Peiris pekelo. One's permitted to cover them. Omar ule b'afilu avire de livni. One is permitted to cover. Let's say a person has rows of bricks, which are mukze, so and they'll get damaged from the delif, so one is permitted to cover them. What is the chiddush avula? The chiddush avula is that one is permitted to be metaltal something l'tzeirech davar she'enei nitl, even though the bricks are mukze, one is permitted to be metaltal a davar l'tzeirech a davar hamukze. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Peiris Horuyin. No. You're only permitted to be metalpel kelim letzeirich Peiris Horuyin. Peiris that are roi lachila, and not mukzi. You'll have to metalpel something for something that is roi. Something that's not roi, one is not permitted to be metalpel. The Ozdo Rabbi Yitzchak letaimei, the Omar Rabbi Yitzchak enkli nitl, elo ledovar hanitl b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to be metaltal akeli, only litzoyrech adova hanitl b'shabbos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'afilu avire de livni leveinim hasturim, they're bricks which are mesuda, umuktzim lebinyin.
and they're hooked to the binyan. Ukshamim noitvim, and the kshamim is raining on it. It's a misyorish lo yamuchu, so these levenim might disintegrate. Is muta le talpel kelim le tzol chono lachasai son, lemrin and hoyel vehein atzmon ein hitlim, just like one is not permitted to be metalto the levenim, afakeli lo yinota le tzol chon, so one is not permitted to be metalto a keli le tzol chon. Rabbi Yitzhak Omar, Bavke Peiris Aruyin Letiltul Hu Deshori Labonon Letaltul Kalim Letzolchon. Aval Midi, the Lav Bar Tiltul, Enkli Nitul Letzolchoi. But something that's not a Bar Tiltul, a Kli is not Nitul Letzolchon. Elo Ledova Hanitul Letzoirer, Dova Hanitul. So here we are machloikis, aber kli is nittel, le tzairich adobo sha'enei nittel. Ulu says yes, and Rabbi Yitzchak says no. Zog the Gemara, tanan, we learned in our Mishneh, mechasin es ha-peiris bekelem. The Mishneh says one is permitted to mechasin the peiris bekelem, peiris in avira de livni loim. So zakashe an ule. So ule said, who adin da fil avira de livni? Aidi de tone reishem ashilen peiris tone seife nami mechasnes a peiris. That means it's a rit, it's a loshen. He started off by mechilen peiris, he said mechasnes a peiris. In fact, the Gemara weitet nan, we learned further in the Mishnah b'chein kade yayim, b'chein kade shemen. Nope, here already, this we didn't learn about kade yayim, b'kade shemen. Now, the Mishnah says one is permitted to be mechasa them. I lechayre, why did this a di? Afke kade yayin ve kade shema, which is a dover hanito. And the Gemara, ochem ayeskinon betimla. So, Ula said, we're speaking about kade yayin and kade shema of tevel. Hochinami mistavre. It's mazicha talking about tevel, take la'araya to Ula. Is alke daitach kadiyayim bekadishem and the teref. It's speaking about kadiyayim bekadishem, which amut otoni lereishe peiris. So why does he have to say, why do you have to give 20 mishalom? You can cover peiris, you can cover kadiyayim. Akoch is coming to tell us kadiyayim shall tell. Zuk to Gemara, no. Kadiyayim bekadishem. So Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, no, it's not right. Kadiyayim bekadishem and it's trichala. Sal kedai tachamin la hefsed merube chashash, la hefsed mud loy chashash. It's kamash malon that they were makel afilu for hefsed mud. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's teretz. Let us see Rashi. Tnan v'chein kadayayin michtei bahani le'ayri leo. This you said, no, we skipped Rashi. I did it on the reisha peiris haruin. Darkor chachach bedachozi letiltul. The reisha zicha talking about peiris, which are not mukze. Yitzchak leminkit. We zicha speaking about peiris, which are not mukze. Shrei metaltul hein atma mashilon. Because here you're being metaltul the peiris alone. Okay, namelin in kisi peiris. A kisi peiris haruin. So we're speaking about the din of kisi. We're also speaking about peiris haruin. Umiu seife lavdavke. That what the seife said, peiris lavdavke. Vuden lelivni. Livni will also be mutter. Nan vechein kadiyayin michdei bahani leirilel. Vekiven det nan oche ubol ashminen dvorem acherim levat peiris. He wants to tell us you can cover other things. Hele lashmeinu levenim vecholshkenelu. So he answered him, no, he's telling us, tevel the kiyak, loima. Loibo lashmi acho ki im kiyaitzi bilaveinim. He wants to tell us something similar to laveinim. The hanech kadi yayin, the komoise vitoni, that's the second case, bidetivla askinen, shasurim betiltu, lashmin ereishe, bereishe peres aruin, domida mashilim. Well, the nokel lahano chashmin and avshe ain't ruin. Now, what's to come and tell us that even though it's not roile taltel, but you're permitted to be metaltel kalim lechaseisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak said no. But speaking about kadayayin of heta, hi. So what? Why does he have to speak about? Why does he repeat the same case?
Es hirte hefset muet, gschom im hanoit vim al jayim hefset muetu. Ad se techshav, so maybe I think perhaps they weren't matter this. Vi yisalkein. Avol apeiris makivim, so there's a much greater hefset by peiris than by kadayayim. So it tells us, afilu, so this tirche, which they were matter, mustamets a tirche in yontem also, Nitzulel tzeich yontem, and it's only hefset muet, afol pikein, they were matter. Sagt die Gemara weiter, nam, we learned in the Mishnah Noisen in Kli Tachas Adelef B'Shabbos, so the Gemara and the Havin had learned, that this Delef, something that's, it's leaking from the roof, Mestama, the water, Mestama is not too clean, so the Mestama, the water is Mukze, it's not usable water. And it says one is permitted to take a keli and put it underneath the water. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yitzchok. So you see, one is permitted to be metaltal a keli letzoyrech davar sheinei nitl. Efe de gemore bedelef horoi. But speaking about that this delef is yoroi l'shtiyas pehime, so it's not a davar mukze. Let us, Rashi, Rashi says, Neisnin kli tachas adele fareisha kli nitul le kabel by mukze ki hai the leichozi lemidi. What can one do with this delef which is not usable water? So my answer is with delef haroi shein tzlulim, it's clear water beruuyin lebehem. There's a kashi from the Rashba on this Gemara. The Rashba asks, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Havamin of the Gemara was that it's speaking about Delev Sheini Roy. It's speaking about Delev Sheini Roy. So Memela, so we say, is a Kash and Rabbi Yitzchok. But the rule is good, because Ullah holds Metaltlum Keili, Letzerech Adov, Sheini Nito. Frektach the Rashba, but here's another problem, it's Vatal Kli Mehechonai, because you're going to put a Keili underneath Adov HaMukze, so it's all become now a Bosis Ladov HaMukze, so you can't move it, so it's becomes kavua there. So we learned the Masechta Shabbos, Bavato Kli Mehechonei is Osar and Shabbos, either Al Soisa or Poine, Al Kaponim, it's also. So how could you learn that speaking about the Del of Sheini Roy? So the Rashba, the second Teretz, the Baal will remain with that, says, the Makrif said, L'tamei, Chene Chanami. So it would be Akasha on Ula also. Toshima. Pirsin machzeles al gabe levenim b'shabbos. A person is permitted to spread out a machzeles on bricks. The iyato, so that's the kash. So we see no bricks are mukze. So it's a kash Rabbi Yitzchok. And for the Gemara, the iyato mi binyon, these bricks were speaking about that they were left over. He had made the bricks to chatchila for a binyon. Now, the binyan was done already. This is a few bricks left over. The chozi lemizgolayu. Now, he can use them to lean on them. So they're not mukze. They're not oimid lebinyan. That's a mitzvah steret. So memele. So therefore, so it's not mukze. She allowed to cover them. Toshma persin machzeles al gabi avonim b'shabes. So memele is avonim amukze, and you're allowed to be peiris amachzeles. And for the Gemara, ba'avonim mikilzoles. We're speaking about small, sharp stones, the chozin lebeis akise. The havamin of the Gemara was that we're speaking about avonim ha'imdim lebinyin, so they're mukze. So the Gemara answers, no, we're speaking about avonim mikilzoles, which are not mukze, the chozin lebeis akise. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Agabi Avonim, Shenuguvim, these are dry stones, Lebinyan, and the Oymed Lebinyan, Uchshehen Mislach Lachin, when they'll get wet, Tzorech Lachze Lenagvam, you have to dry them again. Sheena Mekablus Esatit Yofe, Vabinyan Shoyel Yavesh, that means then they are not good for Binyan. So Memele, in order to prevent all these problems, you want to cover them. But these stones are stones of mukze, tzaymid labinyin.
Moses mekuzolois, agudish sharp stones, it's oim in lebesakise lekaneir. Lechayre, the some of these stones, perhaps they were softish stones that they could disintegrate through the rain. So that's why he wants to cover them. Zakti gemara weiter. Toshma, pirsin machzeles agabi kaveres dvoirim b'shabbos. A person is permitted to spread out a mat, like on a beehive. Pechamo, mipnei hachamo, sometimes the sun is a very hot sun. Could be mazik, some of the dvoirim. Ubikshamim, neakshamim, some of the kshamim also could be detrimental to the kaveres. But when he spreads out this mat, he should not be mechaven to trap the bees in this hive that they shouldn't be able to get out. Al koponim, the Gemara thought that, but the purpose is we're doing it for the bees. So he's being metaltal amachzelas for a bal chai, which is mukze, and it's permissible. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yitzchok. So the Gemara, nami dike dvash. No, there's not only bees in the hive, there's dvash also in the hive. So he's spreading it out for the dvash. So that's a dover hanitl. Frag the Gemara, that's very good, be meisachama, be meisakshomim ayikolameima. Meisakshomim, in the winter, they remove all the hives already. All the clusters of honey which are in the beehive. So there's no more honey there. There's only bees there. So now so kocha the machzelos being metaltos for the bees. So the Gemara says lo nitzrcha elo lo isan shtei chalas, that when they take off all the chalis dvash, they take for human consumption. They leave over in the beehive two chalas for the bees. And they're mefarnes themselves from these two chalas during the winter. So memele, so there is still honey, fill in the winter, there's still honey in the hive. And he's being metaltal the machzelas for that honey. Frag de Gemara oison shtei chalas mukze saying. No, those two chalas is mukze because he's makse them for the bees. He won't use this honey for himself. So Mamela, we're back to the kashi. So again, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, how is he permitted to be metalto the machzelas for this kaveres? So the most is ochem ha'eskin in shechoshev alei. And speaking about that, making a kimte, that he decided, he has a priority over the bees, and he decided he's going to use these two chalas for himself on Shabbos. He was making them for Shabbos. So Mamela, now it started raining or something, so he's permitted to be peiris, the machzelas over the hive. Like the Gemara, avoloi choshev aleim. So let's follow your trend of thought. But what would be if it was loicha shevaleim? Also, my also, then it'll be also. That means that this is only permitted to be peiris amachzeles amakeveres v'tzchoshevaleim. So Mor says adetoni ubelvad shelo yiskaben lotzoi. So why did he tell us, he wants to tell us one is permitted, unless he's mechaven to trap them? Why do you have to jump to different isurim? Live like velisni bidido. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, there's a problem in the etzem heter of machzelos. No, the heter is because it was mechashiv for the two chalas. So memele, so let him speak about this goof. Live like velisni bidido. If it was mechashiv on them, so then it's permissible. Also, why did he jump to tzedek? And for the Gemara, ochi koma, afal pi shechishiv aleim. He wants to tell us, even though all the muktzah problems were taken care of,
But there's another problem. There's a problem of Lotzei. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, שתי חלי של צפיחס מניחים בקברס כשרוידן אויסו, when they take off the חלס, they leave over these two חלס, ומהן פרנוסה לדבוירם כל ימי סקשון. אויסו, שתי חלס, מותו לחסס, כל דבש הקברס עושי עליאס, עליאס של חלס. מוקציס נינו לדבוירם, so the man says, no, he has no intention to eat them. The choshev alay lodo, adetoni bavach leiskavon lotzid, mashmal da yimotzei lechalik as dvora b'leser, the only way the spula could be osa, ad shedilek, till he jumped me, is a till, till he sold said. Frag the gemara v'lifil gulisni b'dido, is a till, till gufu yochel lechalik as dvora. Velimtsa itzad isa ledova, he could by isa till, till also can find an isa. But the loichishev alayu, so the Gemara says, no, ochi kam, af opi shechishev aleim. Af v'chishev, that means even though all mukzeh problems are taken care of, bol alam doch sheyesh tzadisam imiskaven lotzei, af al gav de'ike lahatzole mibnei hakshomim mechaven, even though his intentions are mibnei hakshomim, af opi kenet heva kavon lotzei, it will be awesome. Let us see Taisvis b'detivle v'imtoyme v'amrinen la'el b'soif ha'mevi d'tevel muchenu. Tevel is muchen shim ova v'tikne mesukidu v'pe'akir nami l'choshloim v'atel kli mehechone kiven d'chozu imkein akati tikshelon d'tevel in avira d'livni loy. So v'ker tevel is also muchen. So we see that one is only permitted by Dava Mucham, Mishleim of the Ula Yaimalach, the Mikobakim Choshev like a Dava Shaini Nittel, Kivin the Bishabas Mielai Chosi, Kol Kama, the Lai Tikne, the whole Kula of Tevel is that if he's Mesakin, he don't say Kivin this Katsoi. The also Vanoise Bishabas, Kristan Bepeg Mafanim, Avaloyes at Tevel, so it means Kozman, it wasn't Mesukin, Lemaise, it has a Teres Mukze. So it's telling us, according to Ula, it's telling us that even though there's a teres mukzah b'asher u'sham, one is permitted to be metaltal kalim l'tzolchay.